About 6 years ago, I took up a new hobby. I started collecting football cards. When I was a kid, football cards, baseball cards, the only value that they had to me was the ability to attach them to my bicycle and have a flapping noise as it hit the spokes on the wheels, and that sounded really good. But that's all they were good for. I found out not too long ago, one of the reasons that I took up the hobby is football cards have, or at least some of them, have considerable value to them. And if you get the right card, if you open a pack or a box of cards and you pull out a good one, literally, you could have a card that's worth thousands of dollars. Now, I've never pulled one of those cards. But you can buy cards on eBay, and if you get the right card, you sometimes can get them at a good price. And if the player has a good season, the card value goes up over time, and you sell it for a profit. And that was one of my main motivations, other than just having a love for football, of taking up the hobby. And I found out that there were a number of things that factors that changed the values of one person's card to another. And I want to share a couple of these factors with you by way of introduction to this message this morning. Factors that influence the value of football cards. Now, I know you're all excited about this. First of all, the position played. Quarterbacks, by nature, are the highest valued cards. So every once in a while, you'll get a Hall of Fame running back or a Super Bowl MVP wide receiver, and the value of those cards will equal quarterbacks. But generally speaking, quarterbacks are the highest valued cards because they're the most prominent players out there. Secondly, the person's position in the draft. If they were a first-round draft pick, or in fact at the top of the first round, they are initially have a higher value. But as time goes on, the talent overtakes that. For example, 2 years ago, the Ben Roethlisberger card, rookie card, he was the third picked quarterback. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers had their cards had greater value than Ben Roethlisberger. But as you know, Ben Roethlisberger got a chance to play and his talent shone through. And the Roethlisberger cards just skyrocketed in value. And even today, his cards are more valuable than Eli Manning. And Philip Rivers hasn't even gotten a chance to play. Now, I understand he will this year, but his cards are more valuable than all the others. Thirdly, the brand name of the card. Just as a Cadillac is more expensive than a Chevy, or a BMW is more expensive than a Volkswagen, there are certain brands of cards that are more expensive and more valuable than other cards. There's a bunch of different names. Probably if you know anything about trading cards, Topps and Upper Deck are the two most popular brands, but they're relatively on the bottom end of the scale. Cards such as SPX and Playoff Contenders and Bowman's Best, they're the good cards. But they have different ones. Some of the cards are just very simple, the brand name cards. Here's one card that I have in my collection. No significance that it was a Philadelphia Eagle, but it's actually a player that I have a feeling his card is going to go up in value. He was a rookie this past year, got a little bit of playing time, and I think he's going to get a lot of playing time this year, and I think his card value is going to go up, so I started investing in his cards. This card is a lower-end card, Donruss Gridiron Gear. It's not a big brand. It's the photography on it's kind of plain. There's nothing fancy or anything about the card. If you'd want to buy this card, it's worth about $2.50. So not much to make on that one. One of the ways they increase the value of cards is to limit the number of cards available. Tops and Upper Decks, there's literally thousands upon thousands of each player's cards, and that's why they're so cheap. But in order to increase the value, they limit the production of them. This very same card, this is the back of the card, you'll notice at the top it's numbered 64 out of 100. There were only 100 of these cards printed, and this is the 64th in that the collection of 100 cards. So 100 cards, it's a pretty rare card. Sometimes they're short printed to 50 or 25. Sometimes there's even only one card that's printed of, and it may get quite expensive. Fourthly, some cards are autographed. Some cards you'll get a little piece of a player's jersey. Sometimes they put a piece of their shoes, a piece of their helmet. I even got one card some time ago. It was from, forgive me for this, it was a Cleveland Browns player. But they had a piece of the old stadium seat in the card as a piece of memorabilia, and that's the way they increase it. Here's another one of these cards. It has a little piece of jersey that this guy wore. Sometimes it's in a game, sometimes it's in a rookie combine or whatever. And this card's a little bit more expensive because it has that piece of material in it. I think it's worth about $4 or $5. Sometimes cards get a little bit more expensive. This one, not only you get a piece of jersey, but you get a piece of football that this guy actually carried. Woohoo! Man, that's good. I mean, he actually touched this thing. But it's worth a little bit more. I think this card's worth about $6 or $7. And then you get an autograph. This is one of the more higher priced cards. This card right now is selling for about $25. And I'm expecting it to go up quite considerably, but it's got its autograph on it. Some cards, you not only get an autograph, but you get a piece of jersey with it. And notice to the very right of the card, it's serially numbered. This is card 1141 out of 1,275. Now, 1,275 cards is a bigger number, but that's still relatively a lower amount. And it's worth a little bit more. Finally, there's one other thing that determines the value of football cards as well as all trading cards, and that's simply this, the condition of the card. It doesn't really matter if it's autographed or it has a piece of jersey or there's not too many of them or if it's even a good brand or whatever. If the card's all beat up, it's not worth much. Now, you're probably saying, Pastor, that's wonderful. But what in the world? This is Mother's Day. Shouldn't you be speaking about mothers? Well, believe it or not, this is an introduction to my message. In Proverbs chapter 31 that Larry just read not too long ago, verse 10 says this, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price, her value, is far above rubies." I will contend in just a moment, there are a number of parallels to these five things or six things that are listed here that the world looks at oftentimes from an ungodly perspective concerning the value of what I will call a pure mom. Before we do that, though, I want you to understand a couple of words. Who can find a virtuous woman? The word virtuous is an unusual Hebrew word. It's used over 80 times in the Old Testament, but only 3 of those 80 times is it in reference to a woman. All other times, it's always in reference to a man or a group of men. In fact, of the 3 times it's used of a woman, it's used twice here in Proverbs 31, here in verse 10 and down in verse 29 where it says, "Many daughters have done virtuously." So it is a rather unusual term to be used of a woman. The word is often translated as strength or might. It's used of an army. And generally speaking, it speaks of the strength of a man. But used in this context, it has the idea of a person who is giving everything they have, of putting all their energies and might and resources into being something. In this case, in being a woman, and by extension, by being a mother. Our world today is devaluing motherhood. It's at least a secondary occupation by the thoughts of many today. According to Proverbs 31:10, a virtuous, a mom who is a pure mom. By that, not only do I mean the holiness aspect, but a mom who wants to be a real pure mom. Give all her attention, her energy, her focus to being a mom and little else. Who can find such a woman? For her price is far above rubies. Now, the word rubies comes from a Hebrew word which probably doesn't mean rubies. Rubies were relatively unknown in Israel in biblical times. What it probably refers to is a red pearl that was found near the Dead Sea. It was quite rare and very, very expensive. That's probably what it has reference to. Nonetheless, a pure mother, her value is far above a very rare gemstone. Now, I want to draw some parallels as to how God relates value or inserts value into motherhood. And let me go back to these six things that are there. First of all, I believe every mother is a quarterback. The quarterback is the most valuable player on the field. The quarterback takes his instructions from the coach on the sidelines, and I think God has set up the home with the headship of the father. But the father is basically on the sidelines. It's the mother who's out there, and oftentimes the quarterback is called the field general. It is the quarterback who calls the plays in the huddle that are received from the coach on the sideline. It is the quarterback who determines when the ball is snapped. It is the quarterback who looks over the defense and figures out what's going on. It is the quarterback who has to know what every person on the field is doing. Now, the running back might get the ball and run for a touchdown, and he gets credit for that. But if the quarterback doesn't hand him the ball, he can't do much of anything. The wide receiver may run down the field at blazing speed and put a move on the defender and become open, but if the quarterback can't throw in the ball, the wide receiver has run his route in vain. It is the quarterback that has to read blitzes and the defenses and know where every player is going. It's the quarterback who has to scramble in times of adversity. And I think all those things are parallels to moms. Oftentimes, things come up and a mom will have to scramble to do this, and they have to know where dad is and where the kids are and what they're doing and all the threats that may come into their lives and be able to have a plan of getting out of it. I believe moms are quarterbacks in value. Secondly, moms were taken in the first round. In fact, the very first draft pick. Now you're saying, where in the world is he going with this? Well, if you go back to the beginning of creation, Genesis chapter 2, God created the heavens and he created the earth. He created all the plants. He created all the animals and he created man. And then God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I know. To help man out, I'll create a boat. I'll create golf clubs. Ooh, I hate even to say that. I'll create a television. No, God said, in order to find what man really needs to make this world work, I'll create a woman. First round, first draft pick. No one else or no thing else would come before her. Brand name of the card? I call it God's Own. God created her. It's interesting. God didn't just say, well, let's let evolution take place. That wasn't going to happen. But God came down and God took of the side of the male, and he formed a woman, and he brought her unto the man. God was very active. God had a very specific plan and a purpose, and he's actively involved in it. May I say that moms are God's own creation. Number of cards available. They are single issue. Now, every once in a while, because of death or because of marital breakdowns or whatever, there may be stepmoms and that type of thing. But generally speaking, everybody only has one mom. It's a single-issue card. There's no one who can replace her. I got to be honest with you this morning. When I got the phone call yesterday that little Gabriel was born, Matt had called me from the hospital. And everything was fine then. And he said, Tara's mom is here. What's she doing there? Why aren't I there? Now that's what went on up here. What came out here was the truth. Every girl wants her mother to be there at times like that. But Grandpa would like to be there too. Grandpa did make it by lunchtime. moms are a single issue. There are none that can take their place. What about the extras, the autographs, the jerseys? Well, for the Christian mom, there's the grace of God. The very name of God is stamped right on her. She is clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Like a football helmet, she's able to put on the whole armor of God and withstand every battle that comes her way. God graciously gives to a mom to do what only a mom can do. In the eyes of God, there is nothing more valuable than a mother. Her price is far above rubies. The only thing that can devalue, at least in the eyes of God, a mother, is the card's condition. Usually anybody can look at a trading card and say, well, that card looks like it's in pretty good shape, or, oh, that card's got a lot of problems with it. But to be absolutely sure, there are companies that professionally grade cards. You send the card into them. They literally put the thing under a microscope. I think they even use lasers and so forth to test various qualities of the cards. They have the exact manufacturer standards that are there, and they compare it to what the card should be, and they perform a number of tests and then assign a grade to the card, put it in a plastic case, and ship it back to you. If you want to increase the value of a card, you get it professionally graded. And if it comes out with a good grade, it could double, triple, quadruple a card. In fact, even far more than that. My father-in-law once got a baseball card. He spent $25 on purchasing the card, spent $20 to get it professionally graded. So he had $45 cost in the thing, sold it on eBay. It graded out as a perfect card, sold it on eBay for $2,200. Professionally graded cards can increase. Oh, by the way, that's when I started taking up collecting football cards. Professionally graded cards with a good grade can really increase their value if they measure up. Well, I sent a card off one time to get it graded, and it came back a 7.5. Now, this card company, a 10 is the absolute tops. You very, very rarely see a 10. It's called pristine. And I think roughly a pristine is about 1 in 5,000 cards. They're that rare. They hardly ever give out a 10. Normally speaking, the best grade for all practical purposes is a 9.5. If you have a 9.5, that card will increase in value. You'll be able to sell it easily. If you have a 9, that's rated as in mint condition, and that card will increase a little bit in value, not a whole lot, but it will increase in value, and you will have no problem selling it. If you have an 8.5, don't even bother. Unless it's a very old card, then an 8.5 or a 7.5 is fantastic. But a brand new card, 7.5, you know, I couldn't even give this card away. No, if you look at it, it looks like a pretty nice card. It's autographed and everything. The reason I can't give it away is this guy was a rookie in 2002. He played for Baltimore Ravens. Got cut. Picked up with another team, got cut. Picked up with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, if any of you know football, the 49ers are the worst team in football. He got cut. Which is telling me, he was a low-round draft pick. He has no talent, and he's worthless. He's not even in football anymore. But because of the grade, I couldn't even sell the card. Every once in a while, though, you get a card that comes out 9.5. Gem Mint. That was a card that I was quite happy with. Now, unfortunately, the player is a bench warmer and does not have a whole lot of value to it, but if he ever gets to be good, that card is going to go up in value significantly. What are the factors determining the condition of a card? Well, there's a couple. First of all, the surface. They will look at the surface, and it must be free from any scratches, marks, blemishes. The color can't be faded on it. It has to be a clean surface. The condition of a biblical mom is she must be without spot and blemish also. Her glory of the imputed righteousness of Christ cannot be faded. A biblical mom who is walking in sin has a bad surface and the value goes down. A mom who is pure in her walk with the Lord gets a 10. Secondly, the card must be centered. The picture on the card must be both from top to bottom and from left to right. It has to be right in the middle. Sometimes, especially in older cards, they get off one way or the other or both, and it just doesn't look right, and they check the centering. I think that's what they use the lasers for. They actually measure how the things are from side to side, top to the bottom. And a biblical mom, whose value is great, is one who's walking in the very center of God's will, who's looking to find out what God has for them and focusing their efforts on being what God wants them to be and doing what God wants them to do. Thirdly, their edges must be straight and sharp. Edges get dinged and banged and they start raveling. And it has been said that a life that is bound in prayer is very uneasily raveled. A mom who has a quiet time with God, whose fellowship with Him is not going to be bent up, dinged and bruised when the storms of life roll in. And then thirdly, the corners. There cannot be any rounding. The corner is the most delicate part of the card. That the sides, you have a whole side to protect it. The top, something lands on it, you have a whole top to protect it. But that corner is without any protection. And if it gets dropped or something like that, the corners get beat up pretty quickly. Moms can't round off the corners in their worship of God. There's no cutting corners there. Their commitment to being a mom has to be precise and accurate and sharp. And then finally, the last thing is size. Football trading card or any trading card is exactly 2.5 by 3.5 inches in measurements. And all these things on the outside, the surface, the centering, the edges, the corners, can look good to the naked eye. But what happens sometimes if a card is off center? An unscrupulous person will take that card and they'll get a very sharp paper cutter and cut off the side that is long to center the card. Or if the edges are banged up or if a corner's bad, they cut off that side to make it look sharp. And they're just taking just a hair off the edge or the corner of it just to even things out. You can't tell it until you measure it up by a specific standard. And so it is with the Christian mom. The pure mom. There's a set of standards that God calls us to keep in order to be called a genuine article. Not just looking good to the average person, but meeting up. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You see, a lot of people say, well, I'll present a good surface and I'll go to church and I'll try to be doing the things that God would have me to do and this and that, and they look good on the outside, but they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And their size just doesn't measure up. When these things are true in any woman's life, their value in the eyes of God, they're judged, they're graded a 10, a gem mint. You know, I was thinking, we have a bunch of women here that in my estimation are gem mints. As you know, each Mother's Day we give a basket of flowers to three particular moms. I get to choose the categories. And this year I chose three women who are pure moms. Three women who are diligent in being a mom and putting all their energies and focus on their parenting and whose lives are in harmony with the will of God. They're centered, they're focused upon that. They're without blemish. They're not cutting corners in their worship. And I started writing down, I went through our church directory of all the women that fulfilled those categories. I had a I'm not kidding you. I had a list yay long. The problem is always every year figuring out, okay, how do you narrow it down to three? So I said to myself, I wonder if any of those moms ever played football. And I went through the Pittsburgh Steelers archives, and believe it or not, there were three moms that fit the categories that played football. And Larry, if you want to come, I found out they have football cards too. I couldn't believe it. Here are the three basket recipients this year. Larry. Number two. Let's see. So far we have a future Hall of Fame running back. We have a Super Bowl MVP wide receiver. We have a quarterback who, according to the Football Magazine cover of about a year ago, was the world's greatest rookie. That's what the cover said. I had fun yesterday. How about a round of applause for these three guys? Now, if the rest of the mothers, every mother that's here this morning, if you would stand up, the young men have a little flower for you. Men? Father, I thank you for all these women here this morning. I thank you that I'm part of this family of God where there are so many who value being a mom. Lord, may we never lose the real value that you've given to these women. As our society seeks to degrade these things, may we be mindful day in and day out of the importance that you place upon it. Lord, encourage these women this morning to give their utmost for your honor and glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.